Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Brenda Easter about Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day. Indianola City Council recently proclaimed October 16th as Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day. Well, first of all, let's talk a little bit about the relationship between the city and the Chamber of Commerce and how that really works well for Indianola.
Well, I think it's really healthy when the city and the chamber can work together. After all, we're supporting the same community, and we both truly have the best interests of our community at heart. So it's really wonderful when you have a relationship where we can work together on projects, we can do projects individually, and in the end, it's for the good of the whole.
Well, kind of talk about what that support means to the chamber, because, I mean, hey, the city council didn't have to do that. The mayor didn't have to read that proclamation, and just kind of what that means for you and Barb here at the chamber.
Well, honestly, we're truly grateful that he signed the proclamation, one, and two, that they do support the chamber. I mean, declaring, and it's a national Support Your Local Chamber Day, so it's a national event. So we join many, many other chambers across the country who are also recognized during that same day. But I think it's more meaningful when you have your city leaders who also recognize the work that you do and the value that you have towards our community.
Well, talk a little bit about how people can support your local chamber during October, really, and then the specific day.
Well, we encourage our community to support our local businesses all year round. And so while it's Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day, Chamber of Commerce is just not my office and Barb Rasko and myself who are lucky enough to work here. You're actually supporting all of our local businesses because the true heart, right, of any business, of any community is our businesses. And if they're doing well, our community is going to be doing well. So while we are inviting the public and all of our businesses in to an open house on October 16th from 9 to 3 p.m. We're inviting people just to stop in and say hello. We would love to see you and hear from you. We are genuinely concerned, and if you have thoughts or things that are important to you that we should know, we're here to listen. And then, of course, we would love it if our residents could also stop into their favorite local businesses and thank them, because by being here, we are stronger as a community than if they weren't.
Well, this is, like you said, a bit of a national day, so even if we're Indianola residents or people who don't live in Indianola hear this, this is kind of their opportunity to show their support, correct?
It is. I mean, people in Knoxville, Oskaloosa, Des Moines, I mean, they also have local chambers of commerce. It's their opportunity to walk in and say, hey, thank you. We appreciate all the work that you do for us. Thank you for all the support in the work that you do. Whatever it is, and then for a business, we are so grateful that you're here, and we value you being in our community. Anything like that means a lot to especially a small business owner, but it means a lot to the chamber as well.
Well, talk a little bit about the open house. I know you kind of mentioned it's the opportunity to come out and meet the public, but why is it so important for you to have that engagement and people to know that you're here?
Well, first of all, Barb and I just love people. So we love visiting with people all day long, and we're often the front line for calls, people looking for connections, businesses to services, to restaurants. So we're front line a lot anyway. So we're lucky we get to interact with both community and business all together. So I think that it means a lot for us when we get to see the faces, so a lot of times we're talking to them on the phone. So just getting to meet people is really fun. And then I think it's important for people to really realize all the work that we do. Sometimes we're behind the scenes and you don't even always know that the chamber is one of the ones that's kind of the driving force in certain things. And so not that it's important, but I think it's really important that people know that any local chamber is really here by virtue of the business's support. And the people who support the businesses, then they can support the chamber supports the city, the county, and our community. So it's kind of one big circle, if you will. But we just love seeing people and we love visiting with them. And so again, it's a time for people to come in and stop and say hello and visit.
All right, one final time, the details of the chamber open house as well.
So the open house is October 16th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We'll have a period of time when many of our board members are going to be available. So if you'd like to stop in and see who they are and introduce yourself and have a visit with them, that'd be great. We'll have coffee and lemonade and some cookies, local bakeries. And it's just an opportunity to meet and greet, really. Come and go. You don't have to be here for, 9 to 3. You can stop in and leave when it's convenient.
Thanks to Brenda Easter for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KMIAKRLS.com.